Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Very exciting because we are heading into a bank holiday weekend for St. Patrick's
Day.
Very
excited.
Yes. And at the moment, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is currently on a tour of the US ahead of the day itself.
Yep.
He's going to meet the president over there as well. Now, while being interviewed yesterday, an American journalist asked Micheál Martin what his chicken fillet roll order is.
I love that question. So original.
So original.
Has to be applauded.
If you were to take a guess, what would you say?
I would say Micheál Martin's. I'd be surprised if he ate a chicken fillet roll. Does he? Does he partake?
No, you're right.
Oh, you see?
Yes.
I'd be surprised.
He said he was more of a salad man.
Now, you see, if I worked in a deli, the president, do you know what I would give him? I would give him a brown bread with a bit of butter. Ham and cheese with tomato and I toasted.
For Michael D. Higgins?
For Michael D. Higgins. And I'd probably take the crust off as well.
I think so.
Just to be safe.
Oh, I feel like he's definitely having that in the deli.
That's what he's having.
I used to work in a deli for about a year and a half. This was my college job. I used to work in one down in Kerry. And I feel like I can really tell a lot about a person by their deli order.
Right.
Like, I've never been judgmental in my entire life. But I was when I was working in the deli because people would come in ordering certain things. I remember that there was one fella, right, that came in every single day. He would order, and I still remember it. This was, I'd say, about 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Brown bread.
Nice, I have brown bread.
No butter, no mayonnaise.
Ooh, I'd have butter and mayonnaise.
He would have tuna.
I love tuna mayonnaise.
Wait for this, right? He would have jalapenos.
Ooh.
He would get red coleslaw.
Oh.
Two wet mixes. I'm sorry, do not go. He would also get mustard.
Oh, and jalapeno?
And
with
jalapeno.
Tuna, no mayonnaise?
And wet coleslaw. A soggy sandwich. It haunts me to this day, honestly.
Oh, that would not be nice.
Yeah. You're very good, though, because you guessed Micheál Martin, right?
Yes.
You also, I think, would say Michael D. Higgins is definitely getting a ham and cheese toastie.
Toastie, with tomato.
Can we put you to the test right now, though?
Okay,
because
yes.
Because in front of me, I have an envelope.
Right, sealed envelope.
A sealed envelope, mm-hmm. Which has four pictures of people that you will know.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what you think they are ordering in the deli.
Oh, I love this deli game.
Okay. Person number one. Firstly, tell us who it is.
It's Kat Slater. Okay, Kat Slater is having a breakfast roll. Kat Slater's having a white baguette. You got butter, you got pudding, you got bacon, you got sausage, you got hash brown, and you got ketchup. She wants it cut in half.
Yes.
That's
like
Kat Slater.
That is very accurate. A lot of grease.
Oh, Barry Keoghan. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? He's in LA now. He's a superstar. He's having a wrap. He's having a chicken wrap. There's lettuce in there. There's tomato. There's cheese. He's having a healthy wrap. Maybe a bit of honey mustard.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I think he'd be having a bit of a chicken fillet, though, for the taste at home.
No, because he's in LA now. He's a superstar.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Next person.
Britney Spears. Oh, my idol. Okay, you know what? Britney's having, I think, what I would have. Britney's having brown bread.
Uh-huh.
She's having butter. She's having mayonnaise. She's having red onion. She's having ketchup and a bit of chicken.
Yeah?
Yes.
What kind of chicken? Roast chicken?
Roast chicken.
Right.
That's what Britney's having.
And the last person.
Arthur! By the way, that is a gorgeous picture of Arthur.
He looks great.
His hair is much shorter. Okay, so Arthur, well, I know what Arthur has. Arthur will eat absolutely anything.
Okay.
So I would just get a wrap for Arthur. I would cover it in some sort of garlic mayo. I'd put ham, I'd put cheese, I'd put peppers, I'd put chicken, I'd put turkey, I'd put salad, I'd put some potato cubes, and I'd roll it all up and I'd give him that.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. I love that. I think we need to get you a job in the deli now after this. Does anyone want to take Brian on to work in the deli?
I could do it a third job.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Dublin Delish.
98FM.
Russell is here.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Wait,
which version of Russell is this?
This is actually the born again version.
This is the new Russell.
Yes, yes. This is the more beautiful, more delicious Russell.
More blonde. Now, Russell, my first question. For those new to listening to 98FM and listen to us between 10 and 1
on a Tuesday,
where have you been? Just gone 12:15. Explain to us, what is Dublin Delish?
Every week at this time, I will join you in studio to talk to you about something that is delicious from across Dublin, city, county, and sometimes a little bit beyond if I'm feeling a bit naughty.
Sometimes food is worth travelling for.
Sometimes it is. Mm. As we were just discussing, we're talking about spice bags yes. and burgers. And you were like, would you travel for a sandwich or a roll? I was like, no.
I have a gorgeous deli near me.
Exactly, gourmet. If you're wondering who I am, I'm Russell, the producer of this show. Yes. I'm also one half of Gastrogaze, one half of the Sunday Times Ireland restaurant critics.
You have three hats.
I have so many hats.
You're counting hats.
But one head. One very big head. And today I'm going into dessert land.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm so here for this already.
A nice sweet treat coming to you from Dunleary.
Woohoo! My neighbourhood!
Oh, even better. So this is a place called the French Revolution. Or as Brian would say, Blake is speaking French entirely.
It's got out of control, yes. as I said to you.
Viva la France.
Oui.
This is it's a brand new eclair-specific bakery that has opened up. And I didn't know this until I was doing a bit of research after trying it out. French Revolution is a Romanian company, huge in Romania, has several branches there. And this is their first outpost outside of it.
Oh.
So how it works is every single day they bake the eclairs fresh. So this is a process the start, I'd say roughly about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Wow, early.
Yes. So I believe there's a site underneath the bakery underneath the premises, which is on Marine Road in Dunleary. And they bake all of these fresh every single day. And then they fill and pipe and have them on a beautiful display, very akin to what you'd see like in the Paris or Marseille or in Lyon.
Très chic.
Very chic, oui, oui.
When I was in school, I did home economics. And 1 week we had to try and make eclairs. For anyone who has never tried to make an eclair before,
I've never met an eclair.
It's really hard to do.
Okay. Choux pastry is a
nightmare.
Yeah,
it's a tough one. It takes a lot of skill to get like the egg in particular. It's an egg yolk has to be enriched. They need to do the piping.
Yeah,
and it's a bit of work. And
mine then was so disastrous.
And then when they are actually cooked as well, they can be very dry. They can be very gooey.
Yeah.
So there's quite a bit of skill in making an eclair.
The piping always seems like so much fun.
It's so elegant and it's so pretty.
Now, novice question here. Can you put in different flavours of cream into the eclair?
Yeah, so the standard one that I guess many of us would know when you just go to the supermarket and you see a box of chocolate eclairs, it's just cream topped with chocolate. It's a classic, it does the job.
Mm-hmm.
What French Revolution are doing are the most beautiful styles of like patisserie type of vibes. So there's 12 different flavours.
Wow!
And they're ranging from, the very simple vanilla and whipped cream versions. There's a coffee eclair, a pistachio one. Of course, pistachio
of course.
Is all
Dubai
the rage.
It's the hype.
Exactly. So there's a lot of those. That end of things. Then you go into the fruitier ends where you've got mango and passion fruit and berries, dark chocolate. There's even one called a calamansi lemon eclair.
Oh, I love lemon.
Calamansi. Have you ever heard of that? You might have seen it on menus.
Is it Italian?
It's actually from the fit. It's a citrus hybrid kind of fruit that's a combination of flavours of lemon, tangerine and passion fruit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all that together. So to get to the big bits of this, £7 each for these, so they're not cheap. They are a treat. They are
How
a
big are
treat.
They, Russell?
They are
fairly just standard size, what you'd see in a shop.
Yeah, okay. Standard eclair size. Nothing over the top. Lovely. The note to say is they are so generously filled. And I mean, like, they are packed with a filling.
I'm hearing value for money.
In my opinion, I think so. You can also, if you're not really sure which one you want, you can get a box of 12 mini ones.
Oh, I do that.
And there's all the different flavours. Now, I can't remember for life of me the price. I think it was 36 for the box of the 12, but you get a bit of everything.
Yeah.
What I will recommend if you're
Russell
going
recommendation
there,
coming up, Leanne.
Here we go. I just picked one I love the scent of the most, and I ate this one, and I wish I got 8 of them, to be honest. The caramel au beurre salé.
Oui, allez foncé.
Oui, oui. That is caramel salted butter.
Thank
eclair.
You.
And
sounds better.
It sounds better. It was insanely good. Like the salted butter. Oh, it's so good.
I always thought the eclairs also came with a bit of strawberry jam down the middle, or is that not the case?
No, that's a cream bun that you're thinking
yeah,
of.
I used to always think.
And they're like brioche kind of soft buns.
Because when I worked in Dunn Stores, Kyle Moore Bakery was in there. I'd walk by that in Newbridge and I'd look in and I'd see all of this.
So the classics, you've got your cream buns, cream horns, coffee slices,
yes.
All of those vanilla
slices.
They were
slices, out the door busy.
Fondant fancies with the big pink.
Oh, fondant fancy.
Oh, wee.
So Russell, give us a reminder of today's delectable item from Dublin Delish.
So in Dunleary, there is the French Revolution. It's open 7 days. Expect a queue. Get there early and that is Dublin Delish.
Oh, I can't
and
wait to go
Russell
there.
Russell brought no samples in because you're now gagging for an eclair, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm gagging for an eclair.
That's a me problem, not a Russell problem.
To be fair, I'm in the neighbourhood, I'm in the locality, I can go and get one, and I will be because I love Eclair so much.
Yeah, report back to me, please.
Russell, I enjoy as always.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98 FM.